Hey, Craig here on the third floor. Welcome to episode 2, where my guests Patrick and Jesse and I break down the Guild's Lady Justice in Malifaux 3rd Edition. How does a martial crew perform on the table? Don't forget to rate and write a review for us. You already know you're our favorite listener, but help us find more people almost as cool as you. Enjoy the episode. There are few things better than sitting at a table, unplugging, and going to battle with some friends. Welcome to another episode of Tabletop Talk. If you're looking for strategies, reviews, and tips on everything related to board games, card games, and miniature games like Malifaux, you are in the right place. This episode is a direct port from one of our YouTube videos. Be sure to subscribe to the Third Floor Wars YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Craig here on the third floor. With me today, we've got Jesse Watson and Patrick Healy, and we're talking Guild. Quick disclaimer, when filming this, it was in the open beta, so some of the details may change. Enjoy. Time to talk about the leader of the marshals, Lady Justice. So I'm hiring Lady Justice as my leader. This seems like a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What do I expect Lady Justice to do?
Kill stuff with her sword. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, though? So we know that she's just a beast in melee, right?
Yes.
With her great sword. But is there anything else that Lady J brings to the table?
Condition removal.
Oh, okay.
She'll pulse out, I believe it's a 4-inch pulse now.
Yeah.
It's a 4-inch pulse now. Just all models in the 4-inch will just lose conditions.
Wow. Okay.
And I think this is an ability... People spend so much time looking at how much damage she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
This ability, to me, makes it where she hard counters certain
things.
I mean, you depend on poison stacking for something. You depend on burning stacking for something. She's going to undo many AP worth of work off of one. And it's not resistible.
Okay.
So that pulse is huge. And Decay, I think, has an interesting sort of techie place.
Yes.
Because of how it hands out injured. So this is her range 8 non-gun icon. It's a cast attack.
It's a 2-blast, 2-blast, 3-blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does a little damage, but stacks up injured from 1 to 3, depending on your triggers.
I think you have 1. If you get 2 crows, you can get a 3.
Yeah.
Great.
And she has a bit of a something for injured, too, because... If you're undead, the condition removal can make you take a fairly high willpower duel or take 2 damage and get injured.
Oh.
Which, when we get to her crew, she can make models into her crew makes models count as undead.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's a pulse of you lose your conditions and you stack them. You stack it.
So she's dealing out a lot of damage. She's messing you up if you're dependent on conditions. How survivable is she?
She's 12 wounds.
Okay.
Hard to wound. And she heals when she kills.
Oh, okay.
Which she will kill.
All right, so relatively tanky.
Yeah.
She also has models in her team that can range heal her.
Yes.
So she has supports in place.
Perfect. Yes. All right, that's Lady Justice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So marshals. I've got Lady Justice as my leader. I'm going to be hiring a bunch of marshals. What can I expect on the table if I have got a crew of marshals?
I think you'll see at least one Death Marshal Recruiter and probably a Domador.
Okay.
The Domador is the ranged heal we mentioned. We talked about Lady Justice.
Yeah.
It's a ranged heal as well as damage and more injured stacking possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just good right there. It also makes models nearby undead now.
Which we learned is important,
It's important to have her crew has extra triggers, extra effects if you're undead.
It makes, in my opinion, it makes her 5-cost model, the Death Marshals.
Yes.
Which are these really dramatic models that people have wanted to use for a long time, but they've been just a little bit undervalued. Well, if they activate within 6, I think it is, undead model, they're fast.
Interesting.
So when you give them all 3 AP in 3E, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So... A Domador not only does it make things undead to get some extra triggers, extra damage, but I think it actually makes some models usable in the team. where otherwise they just wouldn't be.
And use a model to douse up. She has two henchmen. The one I prefer, the Judge, gets some serious damage and synergies against undead as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as well as Exorcist, which can, I think, can still auto kill an undead, correct?
Let me double check. He's got a trigger for that. Yeah.
Yep.
If you're undead
only kill the target. Yes. Yeah.
Bad day.
Yeah. Bad day.
And the other model, the other henchman, the Jury, I think is just going to see a lot less play.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have the same impact on the table, but it does have a little bit of tech play. For instance, if my opponent's bringing in Sandeep or they're bringing in Somer, and I know they're going to have summons with summon upgrades, maybe also if it's a Tara with berries, because when the Jury activates, buried models take 2 damage, and models with... I think it's summon upgrades
take 1 damage.
Summon upgrades attached will take 1 damage. Mm-hmm. So that can be an extra bleed effect, penalizing, you know, summons and things like that coming in. So she may have a counter pick, but if I'm just building a list, and I'm going to go Judge and walk away.
For the Terra build too, particularly, like we talk about Terra counterplay, on crews that want to bury a lot, Deathmarsh Recruiters always can always attack buried models. So her crew can also bury.
Right.
And so you bury something, and wherever it's at, the Deathmarsh Recruiter just opens up on you and attacks you. And they're fairly significant beaters.
So it seems fairly obvious that if my opponent declares Resurrectionists, I'm going to look at Lady J and put her in the mix. But it doesn't sound like that's the only place, because she has such a good ability within the within the Marshall crew to make everybody undead so she can get those bonuses.
She is a
living.
Living.
It's living models. Yes.
Gotcha.
So I think sort of a counter pick, we'll get to a bit, is Constructs.
Yes.
Mm.
She can't convert you. Not so easily anyway.
Got it. Got it. So that might be something that the Marshals would be a little concerned about, is a construct-heavy crew, potentially.
They still hit pretty hard anyway, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one aspect might be impacted. Now, how about any other key models? We mentioned the Judge, the Jury as being a certain niche pick on there. Is there any minions or anything outside of Death Marshals that are finding their way in?
Niche pick on the Exorcists.
Okay.
Depending on who they're declaring, if you declare Karai, I'll take 2 Exorcists. They ignore incorporeal, they ignore hard to wound on their crossbows, which also ignores friendly fire. Most of her crew is melee based, so you go and engage, and then they'll just plink in and kill stuff.
Got it. So we said potentially being afraid of a construct heavy crew. Is there anything else that a martial crew is afraid of? Or doesn't want to see on the other side of the table?
Decent range?
Decent range would slow them up.
I'm not sure it would stop them, but it would slow them up.
Stagger actually would be a bit of a problem, because they don't have any native condition removal.
Aside from
Jay wiping, but remember, the important thing to note
is that doesn't clear her.
Doesn't clear her.
Oh, that's
so. If you stagger Lady Jay, she's going to have a much harder time actually getting to you.
Honestly, the linchpin here is Jay. You're scared of crews that can focus attack down Jay.
Got it.
Because Jay, aside from the Domador, Jay heals by killing stuff on her turn.
Right.
So she's going to come in. She's going to kill something, and then if you can have 4 or 5 models pile on the Jay, she can go down. And I feel like the whole crew starts to crumble when Jay goes down.
Interesting. Interesting. Do you see her as a second master? So someone else is the leader and she's a hire?
Yes.
And is there any particular other guild leaders that she becomes a great pick for? Or is it just, I just need a great sword?
If I need a fairly independent beater, I would hire Jay.
And one thing we didn't mention, she's not just a beater, not just the condition removal, but the mobility of Lady Jay.
Right.
So talk to me a little bit about that.
I mean, she's got a 6-inch place with her leap, which is a bonus action. She gets the right trigger. She can also get an attack out of it. It's also worth noting, it's expensive.
Yes.
She needs a suit to make it happen. She needs second different suit to get the trigger. So it's not
uncommon. There's no way to guarantee.
Yeah, she's at least burning a stone to get the leap and the damage. But that's where, you know, that 6-inch place is a huge amount of mobility advantage. Mm-hmm. She would rather not charge. So often what you're going to see is, you know, if she's a little
because
bit...
Because
of the greatsword. Right. She'll get bonuses of damage if she only walked or anything like that. She might walk and then leap, but that's still a lot of mobility. And then once she's in, she's got a 2-inch reach greatsword. So she'll be stuck into your list fairly quickly.
Sure.
But if you did want... That might be a place for another model.
Right.
If you are worried about a ranging game or high mobility opponents, you may want to bring in an outside of list model to help with that mobility. Somebody who has Ride With Me.
Yes.
Really
the Pale Rider, I think, would actually be very good in her crew.
Pale Rider, I think, has a really good place in her crew.
Plus, plus the Pulse Out Shielded just helps keep those Marshals alive as they move up.
Right.
So it's easy by turn 2, sometimes definitely turn 3, you can get your Marshal bubble all shielded too.
Wow. That's good. Any versatile models? We talk about Pale Riders. Any other versatile models? I know Brutal Effigy is very popular.
I think the Effigy is a little less here because it has to be nearby to heal.
Uh-huh.
And Justice is almost going to kind of slingshot out and kill something quickly.
Yeah. Got it.
On the other hand, I would absolutely consider the Steward.
Yes.
Because you need Lady J up. And he has the heal, he has the condition removal, and he can boost her focus.
Yes.
And that's one thing Jay is going to struggle with a little bit compared to some other beaters, is she doesn't have... If she's burning focus, that's costing her as much as two attacks, because mm-hmm. she wants to multi-strike. This is a multi-strike master.
Yes.
That also means she's going to be burning stuns.
She's going to burn a lot of stuns.
Gotcha. So another place might be to try and sneak in a guard model who can walk around picking up stones off of corpses. Mm-hmm. There may be a place for that.
Now, you won't leave corpses when Jay kills stuff.
Oh, you know, I forgot about that.
Jay or Judge, when they kill stuff, they do not leave any kind of marker, which is good and bad.
So that would actually be a problem if you wanted to combine
her
with Dasher.
I've looked at the guard models. Yeah, they don't actually work very well that way.
But in terms of, bringing in Lady J...
We didn't mention it. Actually, her totem needs to be talked about.
Oh, the scales.
Problem is, you're going to be eating cards.
Okay.
You need to attack, you need to hit, and you're going to take card draw wherever you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the scales isn't great, but if you have less cards than your opponent, you can draw a card off that.
Which might be a common thing.
Is going to be a very common thing in a Jaker. You will be cheating fate, you will be cheating fate. And he also has some anti-cheating synergies as well, so it's better than nothing. This is a place I would actually look at Nelly as a second master. I think Nelly's a great second master.
Interesting. And another thing that I just thought of, too, is that we're seeing in other factions, we're seeing masters that really mess with your hand. That force you to discard, that are reducing the size of your hand. So maybe scales could help in that scenario, too.
Yes.
Right.
And that's also sort of a guild theme. For instance, you'll have counter spells, you'll have betrayal auras, where if you want to cheat, you've got to burn a card. You'll have chatty auras, if you want to interact, you've got to burn a card. You'll have the scales, which is the... they have betrayal?
Yes,
is that one?
Scales
and
betrayal.
It also has a negation aura. There will be drain magics.
Yeah.
Discard a card. There will be interrogation. Discard a card.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Guild really does now, and it's just baked into so many of their abilities, is they're going to go after your hand.
Yeah, it's the oppressive from the fluff idea. They're the oppressor, so they take your hand. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, aside from basically two masters, they don't buff their hands at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right, that's the Marshall crew led by Lady J.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to rate and write a review on this podcast so we can find more people almost as cool as you are. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube by searching for Third Floor Wars. That's THIRD. We'll catch you next time on the Third Floor.